Why do children have talks with unseen friends? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why do children have talks with unseen friends? Well, children have talks with unseen friends because they see them. Yes, they do. They see them. They feel them. They are aware of them. Children have talks with unseen friends because these unseen friends are very real to them. Now, they're not real to us or to adults or to other people who don't see them. And why is it that we don't see the unseen friends that children talk to? Why don't we see them? What keeps us from seeing them? How does a child have the right to see them and we don't? Are those friends really there? Are those friends really real? Are they physical? Are they mental? Are they beings that actually exist? Well, the answer is yes. They actually exist. For everything exists first in mind. Everything exists first in consciousness. And the little children who find these friends, they would like to have friends to play with. And so they create them. And they give them names, and they give them personalities. They give them all sorts of reality forms, as far as they call it, reality. And then, as they greet them day after day, they become more and more vivid in their consciousness and in their life and in their world. And though we cannot see them, they now can see them quite clearly and quite beautifully. And as they see them, they give them all of the activities and all of the conditions that they and their friends have and their family. And they introduce these friends to us. They introduce them to us. This goes on in every child. They introduce it to us as they're having a tea party with them, or as they are sitting in the sandbox and they're sharing with them, or as they're unhappy with one of the little friends who doesn't want to play with them because he's not supposed to play with anybody else. He's supposed to be quietly off by himself all the time. And so you and I, we get a little upset about these things because they cannot play with us and because they cannot do these things. And we think to ourselves, why? Why? Why is it that little children have these little friends that we don't? Why is it little children can have these experiences and we as adults cannot? Well, we can. And we do. And we do. Every time you think of someone who has passed on and you visualize them in your life, they are with you and they are alive. Every time you think of someone who is in another room and you think about them, they are alive in your consciousness and they are alive in your world. Now, every time you play a game, and games are often fun, but you play a game and you put a blindfold on a person, and you say, now, I want you to tell me who it is who is coming into the room at any given time. Okay, we'll play the game. Well, that's okay. And so they bring someone in the room, and it's one of their invisible friends. But now you can see that invisible friend too. You can see that invisible friend because you want to play the game with your child. And you say, well, let's see now. I think I know this person. Well, sure I do. It's my sister. It's my sister. And you're playing with my sister. How wonderful. And she's the last of the Mohicans in our family. So she is the youngest of the entire family. And she's small, just like we are. My goodness. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting that all of us have the same and wonderful, glorious experience? I think it's just so fantastic. When we realize that these unseen people, these unseen children that our children play with, are really very real. They're really very, very much real. Now, if you could look with the eyes of a truly in-depth being, a master consciousness, you could look around you right now, and you could see people everywhere. You could see thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around you. Whether you're in the middle of the desert, or whether you're in the middle of a city, or whether you're in your own bedroom, you will see thousands and thousands and thousands of people around you, because they are filling up the space. They are there. Now you say, how do you know them? Well, I know. Intuitively, I know, and I know it because I have talked with other people who are aware of these things themselves, who can confirm to themselves that these things are true, and that's how I know. Well, what good does it do to know that? Nothing. What good does it do to know that? Nothing, nothing. Well, why know it? Because if you don't know it, you're missing out on a great adventure in life. If you do know it, you are part of the great adventure. And if you're not to be out after a certain time at night, you'll be home. If you're not to be somewhere at all, you'll not be there. But yet, you can be everywhere in your consciousness because you have the ability to have these activities within you. You have the ability to be with your unseen friends. You have the ability to have tea parties and to talk and to walk with them and to play with them. And you have the ability to have your unseen friends say, hey, watch it there. There's a car coming down the street. Wait a minute. And the unseen friend tells you this, and you say, thank you. And you back up and you wait for the car, and then you walk across the street. Your unseen friend will do many things in your life if you let them. Just like us, we have all these thousands and millions of people surrounding us who are the infinity of the universe. And we don't care about them one little bit. We don't even care about them in our dreams. In our dreams, we dream about ourselves. We dream about things that are important to us. We dream about things that are exciting. But when you're dreaming with your unseen friends, then you see everything. Then everything is made aware to you. Everything is revealed to you. Everything is brought out to you. Now, are you excited about that? Would you like to have that experience? Would you like to be one and parcel, part and parcel of the entire universe? The entire world? You can be. You can be. Let yourself free. I let myself free. Little children have talks with their unseen friends. I have talks with my unseen friends too. When I choose, I talk with Einstein. And I treat him just like a peer. And we talk about things, and he shares with me, and I share with him, and I feel quite wise afterwards, and I feel quite brilliant. When I choose to, I talk with the president, and I just sit in his office with him, and I say, these are my thoughts. And he says, that's wonderful. That's exactly the way I feel about things. And on it goes. My unseen friends are limitless also. Just like the child's young unseen friends are limitless. Everything is unseen until we're ready to have it seen. Are you ready? I think you are. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.